I was talking yesterday about having a personal revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one, the promised coming one, the one foreshadowed right the way through from Genesis to his first appearance in the Gospel of Matthew, and shown in everything that the Jewish nation enjoyed in their tabernacle and temple worship. I say first appearance because, of course, he's coming again soon. Soon, in your understanding of the word, as he said to me recently. It may have seemed a very strange question to leave with you after this length of time we've been travelling together, because I took it for granted that you know him, know exactly who he is, his majesty. All the colours, the drapes, the furnishings and accoutrements in the Old Testament had a message about the one who was to come. They were types or shadows of his majesty. It's a brilliant study on its own. But my purpose in asking this of you is because we have to get something straight. Just who do you think and believe and say Jesus is? Not what he can do for you, but who he is. If you don't have this firmly in your heart, that he is the Christ, the Son of God, God incarnate, made manifest, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God, your whole theology will have an unstable foundation and you will spend a lot of your time wobbling and you'll be an absolute pushover for the enemy. If Jesus was just a prophet, a good man, but not God incarnate, your salvation could be seriously in question. Because if Jesus isn't God, but some sort of an amazing man, he came from the stock of Adam, and his blood will not cleanse you, nor will it save you. One thing rather leads on to another, you see. The virgin birth is very, very important, and the fact that he is God. He is the I Am. The self-existent one who was and is and always will be. Take a look at Luke 10:18 sometime. It shows he was present before creation. He came to earth and he was born of a virgin. And that's true, by the way, too. He was born of a virgin. That means that the blood flowing through Jesus' veins didn't carry the fall and all its consequences. It carried eternal life. And that life saved us from our sin and justified us, made us right with God when we believed in him. These are things we must settle at the front end. Jesus Christ is God, and his blood is spotless and eternally efficacious. The reason I raise these issues is because someone told me recently that largely in their denomination, they did not believe Jesus to be God. He was a good man and a prophet, certainly, but not God. Oops! That explains why so much else is completely on the tilt, why it feels more like a club when I visit with them than the company of the redeemed. Their foundation is out of kilter. You may want to think about that for a moment, because what I'm travelling towards is what your thinking is about. Who Jesus is, why you were saved, apart from eternal bliss. What you think about God is the single most important thing in your life. So I'll leave you to settle this one in your own mind before we go any further.